Hey, welcome back, or welcome to Dating Funnies. How is everyone? It's been a week and a half since my last podcast, I believe. Been kind of lying low a little bit, you know, kind of just sit back and seeing what's going on and what I should or shouldn't do with this crazy dating life of mine. I will share with you that I've kind of, you know, as I've talked about before, about getting on TikTok, I watch many videos of many different things, but I've been paying a little bit more closer attention to dating stuff that I thought would be interesting to at least chat about today, not to mention a couple of things that happened to me a little bit during this last week and a half. I think the last podcast, I was supposed to meet with a Talkify, T-A-W-K-I-F-Y, matchmaking company. I talked with them. They said, wow, you'll be perfect for our match. I'll get back to you in a week. We'll set something up. So they got back to me. Yep, set something up. And then the day of, like always, they cancel last minute. Seems to always happen. So now I've got another Talkify meeting with another Talkify rep from where I don't know for another person that might be the one. Who knows? I just kind of leave it out there. They're kind enough to give me a free profile on the site. So I'll just let it sit there and see what happens. But one of the things I saw on TikTok last week was someone really feels like we're kind of in a careless competition, meaning that today it's so messed up that if you show any emotions, any interest, liking someone, it's like people run away. So I think it goes kind of hand in hand with that hookup mindset. Let's just get naked. Don't tell me you like me. Don't show any emotions. Just come fuck me. You know, make the men and women alike. I guess maybe that's the new way of dating. It certainly isn't for me. But there's also plenty of people on there that talk about how they're looking for someone. You know, I've seen one of the TikToks where they say, yeah, this is a picture of me being single. Then it sits there for a moment and says, yep, I'm still single. So there's a lot of people single that are looking to date, but if they're scared to death to go meet someone or scared to death to show them their feelings or I like you or ask enough questions to show interest, the other person seems to wig out and wants to run for the hills. I will share with you that I did end up going to dinner finally with this lady that I helped out on a business situation. She wanted to buy me drinks and dinner. Then she got stuck in California for 2 or 3 weeks with all these airplanes canceling at the last minute. So I reached out there and wanted to know if we're still getting together for drinks and dinner. We were, but she's still stuck in California. So then when she got back, I followed up with her and she had gotten sick. Didn't feel anything, but she got tested as being sick. So we canceled that. Of course, I didn't find that out until the day of that we were supposed to meet up. But, you know, I thought, okay, I'll be flexible. I'm not going to land on her with 2 feet and say, wow, that's pretty rude of you to wait till the last day. So then we meet up and we go out the other night. And, of course, she tells me that she's invited this other friend. And then while we're there, I'm told that another friend's even coming. Yeah, okay, that's fine. So at the end of the day, I mean, she obviously wasn't that interested, or she might have been interested, but wanted to make sure she's protected with friends. But what I thought was interesting is I heard this, and I'm sorry if I say this, I find it funny, and it might offend certain people here, I hope not, but I saw on TikTok again where a woman and her husband were having lunch with his wife's friend, and the friend said, why do men go around carrying condoms in their wallet and they never use them? And the man said, well, it's just like a woman carrying around a purse and never paying for anything. It's kind of the same thing. I kind of chuckled. And I chuckled because I totally, you know, I carry condoms just in case someone wants to get friendly on the first date, second date, third date, I've got them ready to go. But I don't, you know, I can't remember the last time a woman has offered to buy me anything. Dinner, lunch, drink, it's all on my shoulders. However, this lady was supposed to buy me drinks, some bites, and then dinner. But now all of her friends are there, and her two friends, she ended up paying for them. Now, she paid for my drinks, and I thanked her. But then when it was time for dinner, I got the feeling from her and her friends that I was supposed to buy dinner for everyone. And I had to laugh at myself. I'm sitting there chuckling. And I said, hey, you know, I'm happy to take care of my dinner. I'll pay for my dinner. Will that help? And she said, yeah, that would be helpful. But it reminded me of several years ago when I was meeting someone, and they showed up with a couple of their friends. And I said, oh, wow, why'd you bring your friends? Well, I wanted to be safe. And I said, okay, that's cool. But they're here. You're going to buy all of us dinner and drinks, right? And I'm like, no. The deal was that you and I were going to meet, and you chose the place. I came to your city so that you can feel safe and confident, and we're at a public restaurant. I'm not buying you and all your friends dinner and drinks. I just felt like it was being taken advantage of. And that's how I felt the other night at this dinner. And I didn't pay for everyone else's dinner. Wasn't about to. Maybe you would have done something different. But I'm to the point where I'm sick and tired of being used. Because just this last week, I was chatting with someone back and forth. They went away and then they came back. And I said, well, look, are you interested in meeting or not? Oh, yeah. Are you available to get together, you know, at 5 o'clock at night? Maybe we can go grab a bite to eat somewhere. All right, I'm game. So I go meet her at a public store. We agree to walk across the street to a public restaurant. She looks at the menu and says, is it okay if I order the salmon? Well, I can't say no, because then she would think I was cheap. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I'm going to order this. So she orders the salmon. I order my plate. They're about the same price. And I like seafood fettuccine. And so that's what I ordered. And then about, you know, maybe 5 or so minutes after she finished her meal, she decided maybe it's time to be taken home. So she or go home. And so we're leaving. As we're leaving, she goes, you know, I enjoyed our time together, and I'd really like to see you again. I said, that'd be great. Now, this particular lady was interesting because one of the reasons that really piqued my interest is that she wasn't looking for a generic, general relationship. She is looking for a polyamorous relationship. That's where she's dating either another man or woman, and she's dating somebody else like me. And I thought, you know, I'm open to it. What the heck? I can be open to open relationships. I can be open to monogamous. I can be open to polyamorous. You know, if I've got somebody I can see on a regular basis, and I know it's this kind of small triad of people, and her and I are together, it's our time. Whoever she's with over there is their time. And we kind of came to an agreement with that. But yet the next 2 days, that night, I texted her and told her, hey, I really enjoyed your company. It was nice to get to know you. You know, enjoy the rest of your evening. So then I waited a couple more days, and she didn't even respond to that. And then she texted me back and said, oh, I'm sorry to get back to you sooner, but a lot's gone on since when I saw you. I actually now have a boyfriend, and I'm just going to focus my attention on that boyfriend. You know, all I can do is say, okay, well, I wish you the best of luck. But after I said that, sent off the text, I thought, you know, all she wanted was a free dinner. She used me just to get a free dinner because she obviously already had a boyfriend. And or she broke up with the boyfriend, dated me, and decided, and she didn't like me enough. I thought, well, this is the best of the litter. I better go back to my old boyfriend. I don't know what it is, but it just kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. So much for that, right? It's kind of, and I went out on this dinner thing the other night because for the most part, I get up, go to work, go home, get up, go to work, go home, live by myself. So it's kind of refreshing to at least go out to dinner with the one person, one of the polyamorous, just to kind of, so I can get outside again. And then to go out with these other people. So I thought, what the heck, you know, I got to get out and about. I'm kind of, you know, dying here doing the same thing every day. But, you know, as I thought about these dates and everything, my listener from Maine, I hope she's doing great. I guess you guys are getting lots of weather on the East Coast, maybe not in Maine. But she sent an email to me, and I thought it was a pretty good question. It's a question she asked herself. She says, I stopped to think about what kind of date am I? Now, that's a very good question. You know, for me, maybe sometimes I talk too much. Imagine that. I try to listen. I'm not trying to ask questions to where they feel like they're in an interview, but I'm intrigued. I want to know their story. I want to know who they are. What's their ideal situation? You know, I'm just trying to make small talk, really. She goes on to say, I think I'm pretty simple. I'll meet for coffee, a local pub for a drink and appetizer, a walk on the beach with coffees. She says she's been kayaking and numerous other activities. Well, I'm the same way. I'll meet you for coffee. I'll meet you, walk around the lakes in a public setting. I go to a pub, have a drink, an appetizer, get to know someone. She goes on to say, which is similar to me, I make the effort to pay attention to conversations prior to meeting. Same here. She said, if I have to keep it going, I don't see effort on their part, then she's over it. And I agree with that. I mean, if they're not going to interact with you, they're not going to ask you questions. They don't show any interest in you because in their mind, they've already decided you're not the one, then what's the point? And she's a lot like me here too. Even if it's not a match, she doesn't feel the chemistry, she'll text them and thank them for a nice evening and tell them that, hey, even though I don't feel like it's a match, I wish them the luck on their journey. And she never hears back from people, and neither do I. So what else can we possibly do? Good question. As I've said before in many podcasts, I am not a dating coach. I'm running into the same shit over and over again. Very frustrating. Some of the other things I thought I'd chat about today that I thought was kind of funny doesn't totally pertain to me per se, although as I continue to go on and date, I don't know if I've said this before or not, but I kind of starting to feel like I'm more of a honey badger than anything, because I'm to the point where I just don't give a shit anymore. I'm putting in the effort nobody else is, so maybe I am a honey badger, right? Anyway, I saw this other thing that I thought was funny, and I've got a odd sense of humor, I guess. But someone is quoted as saying, it is said that men wear the pants in a relationship, but the women, they control the zipper. Yeah, I'd be curious to know what your thoughts are as a woman. I mean, hey, you know, if you want to be in control of the zipper, I'm good for it. So, and I also saw another funny one that this one woman posted, and she used to, when she's in relationships, one of the things that she misses the most now, and she proposes the question, so, you know, you have to consider yourself lucky. If you wake up in the morning to good morning, baby, hey, good morning, I miss you, hope you had a great evening, a restful evening, that's wonderful. Her, like me, like so many of us, we wake up and the message is, your battery's full, remove the charger. I mean, when I'm dating someone, I like to send those text messages. I like to see them. It kind of puts a spark in my day. So here's a question for you. What do you consider is the friend zone? And then how do you get out of the friend zone? Maybe that's part of it too, is maybe we're such in a rush to get laid, such in a rush to find a fuck buddy, a friend with benefits, that maybe we should become friends first, but then we might get stuck in the friend zone. I mean, I get friend zones typically don't include romance, and they don't typically include sexual interest, although in this hookup culture, I guess it could. What are your thoughts on that? I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? Should we really continue to work on trying to be a friend first, or should we just go in and say, look, I'm here to meet you to see if I find you attractive enough to where I want to take you home tonight? I don't. I saw something else that I thought maybe we could all think about. This is someone made this suggestion, and it was from an official dating coach. Says, before you start dating, here are the 5 suggestions they have for all of us. 1, worry less about if they like you and more about if you even like them. That's what I would do, unless it's, you know, that hookup thing of why you're caring about that. But if you're trying to meet someone, see if you like them. 2, rejection is not a punishment. Liking someone or being like is more about compatibility than inherent worth. So don't get caught up in the rejection. And I know that's tough. When I get rejected, you know, lick my wounds. Bothers me for a little bit, then onward I go. And then here's one that for sure is what's been a hard lesson for me through my dating years. Stop chasing what isn't choosing you. If it isn't mutual between the two of you, then why pursue it? You're wasting your time. I saw recently says, I don't chase. Right? I don't chase people. We have to all stop doing that. Ask yourself, would you be friends with this person if you weren't attracted to them, if you weren't trying to be in a relationship with them? Would you be friends with them? That's a very, very valid question we should ask ourselves. And stop being shocked by their repeated bad behavior. Notice patterns and believe those patterns. All good advice. Very good advice. So now that the doctor has come and gone and given you how to properly set yourself up for dating, let's talk about, I thought I'd just this time around, discuss that I saw online, the final straw moments that ended a relationship. I'd be curious to hear what your final straws were. I think I've talked about some of my past relationships and what was the final straw when I caught people doing something they weren't supposed to. But, you know, as this article goes on to say, ending a relationship with someone can be tough. And they on BuzzFeed, they said, when was the moment that someone made you realize you didn't want them in your life anymore? So one person wrote, when I broke up with the man that I'd been living with for 3 years for being a cheater, he wrote me a letter to try to win me back. I opened it excitedly, only to find that he misspelled my first name. And that was all it took to finally end it. Then there's another one. My ex-boyfriend had been on and off for a while. And the final straw was when he was pulling into my gated apartment complex. An elderly woman was in her car ahead of us, attempting to punch numbers into the gate code box. She was obviously having a hard time, and the gates weren't opening. But my ex started cussing and honking and was so annoyed with her. I knew at that moment, we were done. How about this one? When I came over for New Year's Eve and he admitted that he had just met up with his ex a few days prior because she requested that they meet and talk. Clearly, if you're completely over something, you wouldn't even entertain the idea, and I said as much. I had a drink while he explained that nothing happened and how he thought it was so ridiculous that she still wanted to be friends. As I sat quietly while he tried to read my thoughts, he said that he also needed to get off his chest that he went on a couple of dates recently with her and also had a one-night stand with her about a month ago. She says, I left without a word. He texted a couple hours before midnight, and I've never responded. Good for her. We teach people how to treat us, right? If she would have responded to that text, she was telling him, is going to be okay? No, that's not okay. Come on. During the course of getting a divorce, my now ex-husband got arrested for raping a drunk girl that he met at a club. In an attempt to guilt trip me into calling off the divorce, he told me it was my fault that he did it. He said that I made him do it because he wasn't in the right state of mind because I had left him. That was the final nail in the coffin for me. I'm not staying in contact with someone who doesn't take any responsibility for their actions and uses manipulation to control somebody else. Absolutely. Why would we put up with that kind of crap? Here's another one. When he talked about the amazing set of tits he saw on a 14-year-old girl. Yeah, kick him out of your car. That's ridiculous. Another one goes on to say, when I found out my wife was stealing money out of my bank account, I had added her to the account because she had closed her own. But later I found out that she had an open account with another bank. Wow, really? Someone stealing from the other person and then rang up a bunch of debt on top of it? No. Here's another one. A friend of mine started dating a guy who used to be in a relationship with an acquaintance of hers. She told me that she didn't know the girl that well, but technically she met him through her. Turns out the ex-girlfriend not only knew my friend very well, but had leaned heavily on my friend for support through the breakup. Between her lying to me and sleeping with a good friend's ex-boyfriend of several years, the trust was broken. I couldn't trust her not to lie to me or stab her friends in the back. Trust is tough. Once it's broken, it's almost impossible to bring it back. Wouldn't you agree? Here's one. When I asked if he could take care of me if I got sick, he said they didn't love me that much. Wow. No way. How about this? This happened to me once. I went to Mexico with a lady I'd been dating for 3 years. And when we were going, right before we went, her son's birthday was 2 days after my birthday. And I made a point to send him a birthday card in the mail with a gift card before we left. Didn't tell her I was doing it. I wanted it to be a surprise. But our trip overlapped my birthday. So we go down there. We're down there for 10 days. Doesn't say nothing to me about my birthday. Nothing at all. We got an argument about when we got home. So this one here says, 1 year, a friend called me around 9 p.m. to wish me happy birthday. When I got off the phone, my husband asked me why she called. When I told him, he said, oh, yeah, it's your birthday. And then nothing else. And that's a problem, man. Like, I got in an argument with that lady, and I said, wow, this is crazy. You don't remember my birthday. You don't remember my one and only son's birthday. Yet I remember your birthday, your kids' birthdays, your grandkids' birthdays, all your sisters' birthdays, and your parents' birthdays. Now, granted, of course, I put them all on my calendar once I learned what they were. They told me, and I didn't forget them. Every time I went to any event that her parents put on, she put on, or her sisters put on, I always took flowers to any of the women that were going to be there, just as a nice gift of my appreciation of inviting me over to the event. Some people don't get it. I'm going to go over one more, and that's going to be it on those. I don't want to bore you completely to death. After dating for more than 3 years and spending an amazing Friday night together discussing future plans, she texted me on Saturday to say she couldn't come to my final chemotherapy appointment the following Tuesday because her therapist said that she could, that she should take some time for herself alone. 2 months later, a mutual friend showed me a photo taken the same day as my chemo appointment. While I was in the chair getting pumped with poison, she was 1,600 miles away with a guy that she claimed was just a friend. The picture was posted on her mom's Facebook account. Holy cow, really? Some of the things we as humans do to other people is just unbelievable. And I think through technology, with all the dating apps and everything, I think we've all forgotten how to be cordial and friendly to other people and to be nice, even if it's not going to work out for you. I'd love to hear some of your stories, your aha moments of why you ended it. What did they do to you to make you say, I'm not put up with this shit anymore? With that, I don't have any more stories about myself, at least not yet. And I'm meeting with Talkify again this next week. I am not currently on any dating sites, although I got a few people texting me out of the clear blue that I talked to several months ago. And I don't know what I'm going to do with those or not. It's, you know, some people, you know, they ghost you after a while. I'm just trying to get to know people a little bit, so I've got something to talk about if we eventually agree to meet up. I've got some of those younger people out there looking for a handout, and their handouts range from little to a lot, so I get a chuckle out of that whole dynamic. And I'm not game for that either, and I've talked about that many times before. So if you're a new listener, it's Dating Funnies, DatingFunnies at gmail.com. If you're a current listener, any of you, feel free to email me your thoughts, comments, suggestions, things that are happening to you in your world. And if you'd like to be a guest speaker on my podcast, you're certainly welcome to do so. We can do it over a Zoom video call. You don't have to have the video on. We could just record our conversation and you could chat with me more about things that have happened to you, things that are going on right now in your life. And we can laugh about them, cry about it, or whatever. But this podcast is more about sharing things that are happening to me in my world. And I bet a lot of what's happening to me is happening to you, as I'm seeing in some of the other emails I'm getting from other listeners. So this could be a good place to chat and interact and say, you know, this just isn't happening to me. It isn't me. This is happening all over. So again, have a great week. Thanks for listening. And until next time, go out there and have fun and like yourself first. And hopefully one day somebody else will like us too, right?